Stefan Lombard, producer of, or one of the producers of Breakfast with Refilwe, standing by with your social rundown. And he obviously gives you the insights of what's trending on social media every single day. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you doing? Are you cold?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm thinking.
Ah,
preparing
yes.
myself.
Yes.
We're talking burgers.
Ah.
Yes. So let me start, I suppose, by asking, do you know what a smash burger is?
Yes, and then yes.
So it is a kind of burger. It is how it's made. It's essentially when you take a ball of minced meat and you slap it onto the griddle and you press it down with a spatula and it kind of like spreads out. And you do the same thing kind of when you flip it over. It's just a way of making a patty. But it wasn't really a particularly known thing, I think, in SA before Rocco Mamas kind of popularized it. They're a Spur Group burger chain. And they made it one word, and that is, it turns out that it's trademarked, because they went to a food truck owner and said, you have a smash burger on your menu, and that is in breach of our trademark, and we are taking legal action. That's the gist of it, and this story came out late last week, and they're going to meet today.
Meet. So this is the interesting thing. So my first yes was the Rocco Mamas answer. And my second yes was, I then discovered through looking at the story on the feeds that, oh, it's actually like, it's like saying poached eggs and trademarking poached eggs.
And the owner said, of the food truck said, I was happy to change the name, but because they came guns blazing, I decided to make an example of the situation. And he says that he is doing better in business than he ever has. The fact that the story has gone so big has been an absolute boon to his trade, which means he's selling out, and he's kind of got a good position to meet with when they do sit down today, don't you think?
I would say so. And I wonder if Rocco Mamas also, in these David and Goliath stories, unfortunately, I wonder if they've taken a bit of a hit.
People say they'll do things, they don't necessarily do those, but
true.
It's not great for the brand, I would imagine. And it's tricky where you draw the line, because if the term wasn't known before, maybe they do have standing because they did bring the term, and that is what people would associate it with, for instance. But he also pointed out, the food truck guy, that these kinds of cases happen often, where big business will make the stand, and look, they have virtually limitless resources. So for a small company to stand up, I remember there was a store in Hout Bay Side, someone will correct me, but they were called something like D&G, mm-hmm. which was a problem for Dolce & Gabbana. Something like that happened.
They found them all the way in Hout Bay.
They will find anyone. So the story, I think, started when it was on one of the independent newspapers' front page, and it's a great story for social media, let's put it that way, because there is this apparent, like, boogeyman and the little guy that you can use as a proxy to rage against society.
A question, isn't there a difference between a trademark single word smash burger and smash burger?
Well, when people can conflate the two, I think the law considers that part of the problem. I don't know. It would be interesting to find out what happens of this. But many users are pointing out, what is going to happen to the Wembley Roadhouse Whopper? Because that certainly has associations with another big chain. But I expect it to trend later today once. Maybe perhaps we know more of what happened with the sit-down. But Rocco Mamas has some PR to do, shall we say.
Indeed. Very interesting stuff. Thank you so much. That is what's trending at the moment.